One of the most well-known actors in Hollywood is Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is someone who appears in dozens and dozens of movies, but he's actually more famous for his voice, specifically for his narration of movies. He's the narrator for Shawshank Redemption, for March of the Penguins, among some other films and TV shows. And his voice is so notorious that Waze made it capable that if you want to get driving instructions from Morgan Freeman, you can. There's a way to get it into your settings in Waze to have Morgan Freeman be the voice behind Waze. In an interview with Jimmy Fallon, so Jimmy Fallon asked him, he said, "How are you so good at narrating? What's your secret? What did you do?" And Morgan Freeman said, "It's very simple." He said, "When I was in grad school, I had a professor that told me that you simply need to enunciate the words you speak. You need to speak clearly. So many people swallow up the beginning of the word, the end of the word, sometimes the syllables in the middle. And if you just enunciate and you take a pause and you make sure to say every word in its entirety, you will be able to speak much better than anyone else." And that was his advice. And that's what he said. That's what he does when he narrates. He makes sure to say the words in a clear and crisp fashion. Malcolm Gladwell is a famous author in the areas of sociology and psychology. And he discusses that when it comes to leaders, when it comes to leadership, the people who we elect to office are not necessarily the best candidates per se. He said a lot has to do with subconscious feels and thoughts that we, the voters, have for what we think is required of a good leader. And it's not necessarily the things that matter. Oftentimes he says when it comes to, let's say, Abraham Lincoln, who was going against Douglas, so Douglas was literally a foot shorter than Lincoln. And that's one of the reasons why Abraham Lincoln was elected. Not necessarily that he wasn't the better candidate, but that people maybe thought he was the better candidate for the wrong subconscious reasons. And he said Warren G. Harding, he believes, was elected because he was a good-looking guy. He was tall, he was good, he had some good looks, he had charisma, and that's what people saw. And sometimes if you have someone who's just even a little off, who's not tall enough, who's not eloquent enough, and who might be maybe too heavy, whatever it may be, that person might not get elected. And it's so interesting to hear just how our psyche works when it comes to viewing leadership. And everything he said totally falls to the wayside when you think about Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not the quintessential leader for what we would think the qualities of a leader should encompass. Moshe, on multiple occasions, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I shouldn't go, I shouldn't be the leader. He was hesitant, if not refusing, to go before Bnei Israel, to go before Hashem. And even though there are a few cases in this week's parsha, I want to focus on something he says in next week's parsha. In next week's parsha, it says, "Vayidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemor, heim bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai. Bnei Yisrael aren't going to listen to me. Ve'eich yishma'eni paro. And how would paro listen to me? If bnei Yisrael aren't going to listen, kal v'chomer paro won't listen. V'ani aral svasayim. I'm aral svasayim. I have a speech impediment, which is understood according to most mefarshim. He said, I can't even speak properly. Not only paro won't listen, bnei Yisrael aren't even going to listen to me." And that was exactly the point. Moshe lacked what he knew were the key ingredients for what a person expects a leader to have. People expect a leader to be charismatic, be able to speak, be able to gather the masses. When it comes to Hitler and Yimach Shemo, if you just watch a video of him speaking, it's enthralling. He's able to gather everyone, to bring everyone, to make them all believe everything he's saying is MS. He's able to turn them and to do whatever he says, whatever he feels. And Moshe says, I can't even speak. I can't speak properly. What do you expect from me? And Hashem kept telling Moshe, this is not about you. This is, I'm telling you that you're the right person. And he had the characteristics, of course, to be a leader, but he was lacking those things that people thought were required for a good leader, which is that of eloquent speech. And sometimes we have a perception of what should be, and we think we know how the story should unfold. We would expect the greatest leader to embody all the qualities we feel a great leader should have. And very soon in Mirat Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we think that we know that Mashiach should be, of course, a purebred person of perfect lineage. And he should be someone who's flawless. He's going to be the redeemer. He's going to be the one who changes the entire world view and world perception. He has to be a perfect individual. And while it's true that Mashiach is going to have to come from the Davidic dynasty, nonetheless, look where else he came from. Mashiach came from Lot and sleeping with his daughter, came from Yehuda sleeping with Tamar, he came from Rus, who was a convert into Bnei Israel, and he came from the union of David and Bathsheba. And that doesn't seem like the most fitting lineage for the Redeemer of Bnei Israel, and for someone who's going to transform the world to Umala Haaretz Deas Hashem. But that's exactly the point, that Hashem's the one who's in control. And what we think should happen is not what is divinely meant to happen sometimes. And we should realize that our perceived notions of a situation may be erroneous and false. And we have to learn to look beyond our own mentality and to realize that sometimes the unexpected is exactly what's expected. And there's so many times in life where we expect a situation to go one way, and we feel we're right. We feel we know that this is how it should be. This is the person who should be in charge. This is the way the situation should unfold. And Hashem sometimes has to give us the mussar that it's not what we expect sometimes. Sometimes it's the opposite of what we'd expect. And that's the point, to realize that we're limited, that we don't know everything, we don't understand everything. And as oftentimes as sometimes we think we are right, of course, there are plenty of times where we're wrong.